You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. And I am your host, Misty Noel, and let's start the show. How are you, Trucking Nation? I hope the road is treating you particularly well this week. I have a great show again for you, and we're going to be continuing the business management breakdown, but I do have something a little bit different. I got kind of creative with the blog this time, and so it's going to be a little bit more zen, very like calming and stress reducing, if you will, because we're going to talk about expense tracking. And then we're also going to get into just some other things, a couple deadline reminders. And I have a hot topic to talk to you about, the I-77 toll roads that are, I mean, the contract hasn't been set in stone yet, but everything about it, it just does not seem good. And so I'm going to share some information with you on that and how to put forth your supports and not have this happen. Because if you drive on 77 right there through, you know, South Carolina going into Charlotte area, it's going to be a major headache. And so we're going to talk about that just to get you in the know of what some future plans are. And then I have some really interesting stuff to discuss for this week's health and wellness section near the end. So let's just dive right in. And the blog that is up right now on trucklogix.com is called, like, if you've been following, I've been doing a series called Business Management Breakdown, where we're just taking the everything you need to know about business management and just breaking it down to like the simplest bits and forms, and providing you all the information you need to know, like formulas and why it's important you need to know these numbers and what these numbers can help you like be able to tell. So definitely go and check those ones out. But this week I wanted to do something a little bit different, because if you've been listening to the show a bit, I get kind of bored doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I bet you get a little bored too, right? So this time I wanted to be a little creative. So I did a whole blog on Zen and the art of expense tracking. Now I know it sounds a little weird, but just trust me, it's pretty cool. Okay, so paying expenses isn't necessarily the best way to reduce stress. Just thinking about money leaving your bank account probably causes your heart to start racing and a touch of anxiety hits you, like just a touch, you know. But take a deep breath, find a happy place in your mind, and stay calm. We're going to introduce a little zen into your business management in the form of TruckLogix's expense tracking feature. Sounds great so far, right? Are you nice? You're calm? You're collected? You're ready to go? Okay, so the first lesson in your Zen and the art of expense tracking is acceptance. Expenses are a part of business that you accept. It's the "you gotta be kidding me" expenses that can send your stress levels through the roof. Emergency expenses are gonna happen because that is the nature of the job. It's the nature of the industry. Just crap happens. You know that, I know that, and so you gotta plan for that stuff. So creating an emergency fund, your ability to stay calm will greatly increase and keep your mind clear for the next lesson. Up next, we got reason. Knowing why you need to meticulously track your expenses will unblock any reasoning that keeps you from doing it. Ask yourself this question: why do I need to meticulously track my expenses? Think about it for a second. Now, the answer is not complicated or deserving of a long explanation. It's simple. You track your expenses to properly manage your business. Right? Simple. Ask yourself another question. What were my expenses for last month? Think about it. Like, are you kind of freaking out a bit? Like, especially if you know what they were and they're really high, don't freak out. It's going to be okay, right? The answer to that is also simple, but the method to obtaining that answer might not be. Especially if you have to dig through spreadsheets and you have to calculate everything, or you're trying to put stuff together at the last minute just so you can like figure out what you need to make next month to cover that. It's not good, especially for your stress level. And if you don't know, stress wreaks havoc on your body and causes tons of problems that can contribute to weight gain, overeating, really bad habits, things like that. Like, it's just horrible. So we're trying to lessen the stress, right? Now, TruckLogix will quickly generate an expense report for any date range you need or for any truck. Especially like if you have multiple trucks and you need to figure out if one truck is costing you a lot more, maybe you should just sell it. Like, you can figure that out with TruckLogix with just a couple of clicks. And I enjoy this feature. This feature just makes me happy because I just love instant gratification. You click on something and that's it. Like, the system does all the calculating for you and it puts it all there right in front of your, like right in front where you can see it. Like, you visually have a printout of every single expense. It's really nice. So each expense will be listed and you can see exactly where your money is going. You know now the complicated idea of expense tracking is actually a simple task with TruckLogix. So having control over your expenses is the next and final lesson of your Zen. So control. You don't have control over many things in this world. It's not fair, but hey, it's just how things go. That is an acceptance we must all face. But you can control your business. You can have complete control of your business. Control must be applied to all your expenses, even those you gotta be kidding me expenses. That's where your emergency fund comes into play, because then you can have control over that and it's not draining all of your profits out of your account. You know what I'm saying? So you can achieve all that control by tracking, scheduling, and reviewing your expenses. TruckLogix provides the means to do all three plus pretty much anything else you want to do with it, right? So reviewing your expenses will be of extreme value to you when maintaining control of your business. I mean, it's invaluable. There's no other thing that you can do. You just have to have control over it. You can see what expenses are unnecessary, essential, emergency, and so on. And that's what TruckLogix is going to help you see. So you can actually cut those extra costs, or you can figure out what truck is costing you way too much money. Or, I mean, just all of it. Now, at tax time, your mastery skills of tracking your expenses will allow you to find peace in tax filings. I know, crazy theory. I'm not joking. It can happen. Like, have you ever had a very nice, like, peaceful tax season? Probably not. But with TruckLogix, it's possible because all that information is there. All you gotta do is just click a few buttons, have some printouts, and you will have a list of everything for you to either send to your accountant, or if you trust yourself enough and you do it yourself. That's what TruckLogix, I mean, just completely stress-free, and it's really gonna help you out. And a big thing, like almost all expenses are tax deductible as an owner operator. And because you maintain control over your expenses, your tax bill will be greatly reduced. Now, the level of control TruckLogix will provide you for your expenses will transcend to your entire business. And it's just gonna make a nice little, you'll have just this nice business harmony going on. So you are free to focus on actually driving. And that's all what anybody wants. You don't want to have to worry about expenses and, oh my gosh, I hope I can make it back home and my truck not go out because I can't afford an emergency expense right now. You're not going to have those worries when you have everything, when you track and you like prepare and you have it just all right there and you know what your expenses are. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. Now, TruckLogix isn't just a program to help you manage your business. It's a freedom from spreadsheets, piles of receipts, and that last minute cram to calculate everything when an emergency happens so you can figure out if you can afford it. Nobody deserves that stress. You work too hard to deal with that mess, right? So let Truck Logix just take care of all that stuff for you. It does all the calculating. You just click a few buttons. You can run a report for a month, a week, a year. Whatever you need, Truck Logix can do that for you and just help keep your expenses under control. Now, right now, you can experience Truck Logix completely for free for 15 days. And we would love for you to actually just give the Truck Logix crew a call. And that phone number is 704-234-6946. And you can just give us a call and we'll talk you through like a personal demo, or if you have any questions. We love to hear from our clients and like our users. We want to know, especially if there's something that you need that Truck Logix doesn't provide for you, we want to know so we can get that added in there for you. There's just so much you can do with this program, and it's amazing how it keeps your entire business organized. And it's just all right there, like all of it, everything from dispatches to invoices to receiving payments, scheduling maintenance, tracking all your expenses. And we have tons of new features that are about to like be available. I mean, we're talking like really cool stuff, especially in the reports section. And I know it doesn't sound that cool, but it's pretty cool. Like, we're going to be breaking down expense reports so you can see your variable and fixed stuff. Like, I'm really excited for this stuff to come out because you guys have been asking for it, and it's going to be ready here soon. So do go to trucklogix.com, click on the free trial button in the top right corner, and just give it a go, and then give us a call and let us know what you think, because we want to know. We want to know if it's working for you, and if it's not, we want to know what we need to do to make it work for you, okay? All right, so that was my little Zen and the art of expense tracking. Cool, right? Different. I like that one. It's very calming, very soothing, very, life's going to be okay, right? And it will. Life's going to be great. Especially now, okay, let's move into our hot topic, because I found this article and I was a little intrigued because honestly, I don't have cable and I'm not big on watching the news like I should be. So I've been kind of out of the loop. So when I saw this article in particular about 10 things you don't know about the toll lanes planned for I-77 North, I was a little, oh no, I was a little frightened, especially reading through it. I mean, this article could be completely biased and there might be some positive things, but everything I've read and all the research that I have done, and y'all know once I get on that research bandwagon, I just go deep in the rabbit hole. And everything I found for this toll road plan for I-77 North, just, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't seem like it's going to really benefit anybody. And for one thing, of course, you know, I think this is like a standard thing. Truckers won't be able to use these toll roads. And right now, if you've been around 77, I mean, the construction is ridiculous. You are gridlocked, basically, if you are in there anytime between like 4:30 to 6. Like, it gets pretty bad. And so they're going to be adding, in most places, they'll be adding an additional two lanes or one lane. And then so your two left lanes will be toll roads. And then you'll have three free lanes. And so if those three free lanes are backed up in traffic, which they will be because everybody's going to be, it's going to be a mess, then people can pay the toll to get on the toll road on the left side. So they have to merge across traffic, get over there, and then pay whatever price they deem that they should charge that day, because there is no cap on what they can charge the toll fees, which I thought was kind of scary, because I've heard some of these toll roads, especially up north, I mean, they're charging like an extreme amount of money, but trucks get to use them. But where this like comes into play where it wouldn't be great for truckers is just, it's going to back up all that traffic. I mean, you're going to go from where most places right now, you got about four lanes or so, you're going to drop down to three. One of those is going to be the entrance and exit ramps where all the cars are trying to come on, merge over, get into the toll lane. And then when they get close to their exit, they're going to be trying to get out of the toll lanes, back across traffic, and then off to their exit. it does not sound like it's anything that's going to help. And then just the whole fact that they're not being built to really reduce congestion. And I just saw that and I was like, wait, what? It's like, why else would you build roads? But it looks like the NCDOT has publicly stated that reducing congestion isn't one of the reasons to build toll lanes. Toll lanes rely on congestion of the free lanes to make money. If there isn't stop traffic, why would anyone use the toll lanes? Unfortunately, across the country, toll lanes have shown to only carry 6 to 20% of the traffic carried by free lanes because most people aren't willing to pay the fees. Like, it just, I don't know. I'm just, if you can tell, I'm really kind of frustrated about this, but nothing is set in stone. This contract can still be made void, and there is a big movement that is going through to try and stop this from happening. So, I mean, there are so many people already projecting this whole entire tolling project will fail, and it's going to cost a lot of money to, especially once the contract's done and ready to go. I mean, to get out of it, it's going to be ridiculous, because they're talking, this article I've read, I mean, they're hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's just like, what? Like, and they say that if just to widen I-77, just to widen, it's only going to cost maybe like $100 million compared to this contract that is like upwards of $400-500 million to get all this work done to build these toll lanes. And then it's not even guaranteed that it's going to help raise any money for us, because in this article, they just say that it's going out to the company that the contract's with, which is actually based in Spain. So it's like none of the money's even staying here. But now, I don't know like the complete details on that, because that just doesn't sound completely right. You know what I mean? Because taxes and things. So I don't know. But just all of it, it just sounds horrible. So I'm really, really hoping this doesn't happen. And you can voice your concerns and your support for this to stop the I-77 tolls. There's like a big movement going on right now, because they're saying there's about a 90% to 95% disapproval rate for this plan. So, and you can go to WidenI77.org, or you can go to WidenI77 on Facebook. You can like the page, you can voice your opinions, you can see what's going on. A lot of politicians are getting involved to stop this and make sure it doesn't happen. They're speaking on behalf of their districts and everything like that. So get involved, especially because truckers, this is going to really mess up your commute if you drive these roads like on a daily basis. So really take a look at that. Again, it's WidenI77.org or WidenI77 on Facebook to get more information. All right. That was a bit of a downer, and I know I'm about to spend some positive vibes, so I'm going to make up for it. You know, we could all use a little extra karma. I want to just put out some, I wish everyone the best of luck at the Super Bowl of Safety, which is going on this week. It's actually from August 11th to the 15th, and that is happening, and it's in St. Louis. Or St. Louis? Oh my gosh, please don't be mad if I pronounced it wrong. I'm real sorry. But this is the 78th annual Super Bowl of Safety. And so good luck to you guys. I can't wait to see the results. And I love watching these videos because, I mean, this is some skill. These guys going in and out of cones, the way they can whip these trucks around just amazes me. And so do check that out. It's just really cool. There's tons of articles on it. You can find it. I'll have a couple of links on the Trucking Nation podcast Facebook page if you want to find out more information. But honestly, head over to YouTube and just type in Super Bowl Safety. These videos are so cool. You're going to thoroughly enjoy yourself. And then another one, GATS is coming up this month. I'm so excited. I won't be there, of course. I never get to go to stuff. But I do love following everything on social media and watching all the videos, especially people that go. I mean, you guys are so quick. You do a video and like upload it online, especially if anyone's listening that's going to be there, please do some videos of the truck shows, because I just, especially trucks, the more chrome, the better. Just post some of that. I'll find your video. I promise I will, because I love that stuff. I love truck shows. They're some of my favorite things to like go and at least watch and look at the trucks, because just the creativity and the talent that it takes to do some of that stuff, it always blows me away. Like, I don't think about the money. I'm just like, man, that is just the coolest thing ever. Could you imagine just riding around? Oh, especially I love those bright green colors. Those are some of my favorite ones to see. That is GATS is happening from the 27th to the 29th in Dallas, Texas. There's tons of places you can actually like pre-register and get free tickets right now. I believe if you wait till it actually happens, they'll be about $10 at the door. But what's really cool about GATS is they have free truck parking on fairgrounds, and they're going to have shuttle services to take you back and forth to the venue. So if you're going to at least be passing by, try and make a stop there for a minute and just go in. I mean, it's free parking, $10 to get in. You can walk around, look at all the trucks. There's going to be tons of music, and you know there's going to be delicious food. And you never know, you might run into a buddy or two or make some new friends. So do check that out if you will be in the Dallas area, I believe, from the 27th to the 29th. Okay, so it is August, and there is a major deadline going on right now, and that is your 2290 deadline. And it is easily confused sometimes for truckers, because a lot of IRS stuff is due at the end of the year. And a lot of you guys will kind of think that 2290 deadline is due at the end of the year as well, and then you go to file it, and you got to pay late fee. Those late fees, just, they suck. You don't want to have to pay that mess. So that 2290 deadline is by the end of August. Have it done. And there is a wonderful, wonderful online service that you can get this done and not even have to deal with the IRS at all. And that is expresstrucktax.com. And they just have a wonderful group of customer support that even if, just give them a call when you're filling it out. They can walk you through as much of it as you need to make sure that you get this done right and on the first time, or especially if you have any questions about EIN numbers or anything like that, they'll be able to answer it. And if you have to do it over the phone, like if there's somewhere, we have a full service department as well, and they can direct you right over to them. But here's some more information on Express Truck Tax, and don't forget to get this filed.
It's time to get in gear and e-file your Form 2290 with Express Truck Tax. Enjoy the benefit of avoiding millions of taxpayers and let our expert Express Truck Tax team personally guide you through the entire process. E-filing Form 2290 allows you to find out how much tax. E-filing Form 2290 allows you to find out how much tax you'll owe now so you can pay by August 31st. Dial 704-234-6005 and let's get this over with. ExpressTruckTax.com is the best e-file provider of IRS Form 2290 heavy vehicle use tax. When you e-file your 2290 with Express Truck Tax, there's no guesswork and no stress. As soon as you hit transmit, you can rest assured knowing you'll receive your Stamp Schedule 1 notification the instant your return is processed. You can even e-file on the road with our Express Truck Tax app, available for Apple and Android devices. Never wait in long lines at the IRS office ever again. Head on over to ExpressTruckTax.com today and enjoy stress-free e-filing of your heavy vehicle use taxes.
All right, everybody. Well, welcome back. You know, it's nice to have like a little break. I'm a little, like, this is something I want to talk about, because it's important. And if you follow along with the podcast, I usually save the second half for just some health and wellness or something funny, something really just perk you up for the day or evening or get you ready in the morning whenever you listen to this. But I mean, I've been doing, you know, I go through all the trucking news sites. I mean, all of them. I read everything. That's my life. It's so much life of a podcaster, right? And there's one major topic that's been hitting every single news source, and it got me thinking. So it's going to be a little sad for a second, but then we're going to perk it right up, okay? So stay with me. Don't get freaked out. It's going to be okay. It's one of those moments. But if you probably know, I'm talking about the suicide by truck topic. that is going around. And I mean, so many truckers are actually sharing their stories where this has happened to them or a buddy, or they've seen it happen on the road. And it's where, you know, like somebody does, they jump out in front of trucks, they drive their cars head on into vehicles, things like that. And I mean, for some people, it's kind of hard. They're like, nobody does that. And it's like, yeah, there's people that do that. And it got me thinking, like a truck, I know that it was a little depressing right there, but I promise I'm going somewhere with it. That's going to be a happy place. And it just got me thinking, you know, you never know when your life is going to change. You never know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's the part, you know, there's just things you can't control in life. And even though you didn't choose some of that stuff, but there's something you can do, and there's something that you need to do for just your everyday health and wellness. And I know a lot of you guys, especially summertime, y'all have been running hard. So there's something I would strongly recommend. Do something that makes you just unbelievably happy. Do something that just makes you really happy. Either if it's, I don't know, an activity, just going outside, just walking around, just enjoy the moment that you're in. Enjoy life, enjoy the weather, enjoy that sunshine. Just, you know, and when it's really just hot, like ridiculously hot, you know how it gets in the South. Like it's just, this is another type of heat. We're on another level this summer. Just think about it was like for people maybe 100 years ago. And that kind of is like, you know, it's not that bad. Like, at least you got air conditioning. And hey, if your air conditioner went out, that's okay. You can roll a window down, right? And enjoy that nice breeze coming through. I mean, just find something that makes you happy. That's all. That's really, if you haven't done it in a while, you know, if you've been dieting and you've been working really hard on your weight loss, do something else that makes you happy. Like go for a walk. I'm serious, like enjoy some scenery, especially when you're lucky enough to get those clear roads where there's nobody around and the sun might be setting or it might be coming up over the horizon. And it's just so beautiful. Enjoy that moment because you never know what's going to happen. So just keep that in mind. You got to find some happiness in life. You deserve it. Or just maybe some Zen, some meditation, just something. You just find some happiness and some peace and just enjoy the moment. That's basically what I got for your health and wellness this time. We're not talking about food. We're not talking about any of that. Just do something that makes you happy. I'm serious. Like you need it. You really do. Okay. All right. So that's about what I got for that bit. We're going to get off because that topic is a bit depressing. And I've talked about like depression, how to deal with it on the road before. And it's always like, it's a weird subject to talk about, but it's like, I know like I need to because nobody else really does. And I mean, it's like a lonely job, right? So just keep that stuff in mind. Just do something that makes you happy. You deserve it. You really do. And that's all I have for you this blog. And I mean, this podcast. So I will leave you with my favorite words. You get what you give in this world. So try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.